Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Chafa Mebeis. We're holding on Chafa Min Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. By the beginning of the line, Rabbi Chanina Asyale. So says the Gemara, we mentioned before Machlaikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim with regards to a Shmua Ruchaika. And that is, if a person finds out about the Patira of a relative 30 days into the Avelus, 30 days late, so the halacha is after 30 days, so he's not knowing the typical Shivu Shleishim, according to Rabbi Akiva at least. He's not knowing the typical Shivu Shleishim, rather he just is knowing Dini Avelus for one day. And the Chachamim were choylik on Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim said that even by Yishmuel Rechayka, a person is knowing Shivu Shleishim. Now says the Gemara that Rabbi Chanina asked the Shmua Davua Mibechuzai, that Rabbi Chanina, he received a Shmua Ruchaika about his father's Petira from Bechuzai, and also Lekamid Rav Chista, so we came to Rav Chista to ask him, how do we pass it? And Amar Rav Leib, Rav Chista said to him, Shmua Ruchaika in the Nehages Elu Yayim Echad, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, Halacha Kedivri Amekel Be'evil, the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, even though he's a Das Yachid, and a person is not Noyeg Sheva Ushleishim by a Shmua Ruchaika, rather just one day of a Velas. And Rav Nasan Bar Ami Asya Leishmua Da'ime Mibeich Uzai, similar story, but Rav Nasan Bar Ami, and it was his mother, he received the Shmua Rechaika about his mother's, that his mother was Nefteres from Beich Uzai. And also the Kamei Durava, and Amar Lei Hari Amru Shmua Rechaika in the Hegas Ali Yoyim Echa Bilvad. He told him as well that he's only Noyeg one day of Avelus. Now, Eisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, that Bamed Var Mamurim, when is this said, that a person by Yishmua Rechaika is only Noyeg one day of Avelus, that's Dafka B'chamishe Meisei Mitzvah, that's Dafka by the other five Meisei Mitzvah, as opposed to this, in total there's seven, there's a person's spouse, a father and mother, brother, sister, son and daughter, seven relatives that a person sits before. So this halacha that Shmua Rechaika is only Noyeg one day, that's only by the other five, Aval Aviv Alimai, but about a person's parents, so then Shiva Ushleishim, so then even by Shmua Rechaika, a person is Noyeg Shiva Ushleishim. So it's a kasha on these two stories. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, he said back to him, that Yechidahi, that Shita who holds that by Aviv Ve'imai, even by Shmua Rechaika, a person is Naik Shiva Ushleishim, that's a Das Yachid, which as we'll see, is not really a Das Yachid, it's actually a Das of the Rabbim, but the way the Ritva explains is that we don't paskin like that Shita, because Allah Kedivri HaMeikel Be'evel, and therefore this is considered like a Das Yachid, even though, as we'll see again, it's not a Das Yachid, but it's halachically like a Das Yachid, in that V'loi Sfira and Kevase, we don't paskin like the Shita. So who is the Shita? The Tani we learned in the Braisa that Maisa Umeis Aviv Sharabi Tzadik Beginzik. There was a story that the father of Rab Tzadik was Nifter in Ginzak, and they only let him know after 3 years. So he went and he asked the Shaila to Elisha ben Avuya, what's the halacha? It was the Kenim Shimai and the other Zakenim that were with him. And they said to him, that you're supposed to be Naik Shiva Ushleishim. So you see that there is a Shita that holds like this, that by Aviv Ima, even the Shmuel Rechaika is Naik Shiva Ushleishim, but that's not the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore this is not the halacha, even though in Echanami there is such a shita, but it's not a kasha on the stories that we mentioned before, because that's not the halacha. Now this that the Gemara mentions, that he asked the Shaila to Elisha ben Avuya. So Elisha ben Avuya is someone who we're going to get introduced to in Meseches Chagiga, coming up soon, Be'ezus Hashem. Elisha ben Avuya is also called Acher, because he went off the Derech. So some say over here, the Achrayim discuss, whether or not this is even the proper girsa, that he asked the Shaila to Elisha ben Avuya, and if it is, maybe it's a different Elisha ben Avuya. It could be it is Elisha ben Avuya. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He went off, as we'll learn about in the Chagiga, but they do discuss whether or not this is the same, or even if it is Bichlal, a person with the name Elisha ben Avuya, and if it's the same one as the one who we call Acher. Now says the Gemara Vayter, Ukeshameis b'noyish Rabbi Achia b'Goyla, when the son of Rabbi Achia was niftar in Goyla, so he was, the son was in Goyla, Rabbi Achia only found out about it late, it was a Shmua Rechaika, and Yashav Alav Shiva Ushleishim, he sat Shiva Ushleishim, like the Shita of the Chachamim, he sat Shiva Ushleishim. Now ask the Gemara, that really the Shita of Rabbi Achia is that a person, even for Shmur Rechaika, he holds like a Chachamim, that a person is supposed to sit Shiva Ushleishim? Ain't he, is that true? But Rav Bar Achua Rebbi Chia. But we know that Rav was the son of the brother of Rebbi Chia. He was a nephew of Rebbi Chia from Rebbi Chia's brother. His brother was Rav's father. Duhu Bar Achse Rebbi Chia. And his mother was the sister of Rebbi Chia. The way that's possible is because this brother and sister were half siblings of Rebbi Chia. One of them only shared a father, one of them only shared a mother. The two half-siblings were completely not related to each other. And those were actually the parents of Rav. So Rav was a double nephew of Reb Chia. And the story goes that Kisalik Lahasam, that when Rav went to Eretz Yisrael to visit his uncle Reb Chia, so Amar Leis, Reb Chia asked Rav, he wanted to know how things were going in Bavel, and he asked him, Abba Kayim, he said, is Abba still alive? Is he still, how's he doing? And Amar Leis, so Rav says to him, because Abba really had the nifter, so Rav didn't want to tell that to Reb Chia directly. A person's not supposed to say over bad news. So he said to him, Ima Kayames, you didn't ask me about my mother. You didn't ask me about Ima, if she's alive. Why are you asking me about Abba? Ask me about Ima. So Amar Lei, so Reb Chia says to Rav, okay, fine, I'll ask you, Ima Kayames, how's Ima doing? Now Ima was also nifteris. So Rav didn't want to say that. So Amar Lei, Rav instead, he says to Reb Chia, Abba Kayim, I haven't even answered you yet about Abba. You're asking me already about Ima. You haven't really gotten your answer yet about Abba. So Reb Chia chapped what was going on, that they were both nifter. So Amar Lei, so Amar Lei l'shamoi, so Reb Chia said to his shamish, he said, Chalutz li minali, please help me take off my shoes, because he had to sit shiva. He just found out that his brother and sister were no longer, they passed on, so he had to sit shiva. So he said to his shamish, please take off my shoes. And then he says, V'hoylich achrai klei l'beis hamerchatz. And then take my kelim, take my clothing, and bring and help me bring a change of clothing to the bathhouse, this way I could shower, signifying the fact that he was ending his avelis. So he was only sitting shiva, or and being noig avelis for mamish a moment. So what's the pshat in the ma'isa? Why was he only being na'ig avelis for a moment? Says the Gemara, Shma mina tchas. You see from here three things. Number one, Shma mina avel aser bin ilas asando. First of all, you see the halacha that an avel is not allowed to wear shoes. So when he wanted to be na'ig avelis, he told the shamish, take off my shoes. Ushma mina. You also see from here that Shmua Rechaika Einan Eheges Elo Yoimechad, that being that this was only a Shmua Rechaika, he found out late about the Patira of his brother and sister, so he only had to be Nayeg Avelis for one day. Ushmamina Mixas Ayoim Kekulai. And you see that even that one day, it only has to be a Mixas Ayoim. Take off his shoes and bring it to the bathhouse. Right away, he could go and end his Avelis. So that's all the halachas that you see from this story. Now, why is the Gemara mentioning it? Because before we mention the story, that the son of Rav Achia Bagayla was Nifter, and when Rav Achia found out about this, even though it was a Shmuel Rechaika, he was Yoishev Shiva Ushayshim. So that was Rav Achia, and the Gemara is asking from Rav Chia. They sound very similar. So, and here we see Rav Chia was not Naig Shiva Ushayshim. He said the Shmuel Rechaika is only Naig one day. So how could you tell me that Rav Achia Paskin like the Chachamim, that the Shmuel Rechaika is Naig Shiva Ushayshim, but we see that Rav Chia was Naig just one day like Rabbi Akiva, not like the Chachamim, to which the Gemara says, what type of steer is that? Rabbi Chia Luchud, Rav Achia Luchud. Maybe the Gemara thought it was the same person. Says the Gemara, no, it's two different people. There's Rav Achia and there's Rav Chia. In a Chanami, Rav Achia paskin like the Chachamim, but Rav Chia paskin like Rabbi Akiva. It's not a kashrut, it's a machlokes, and each Amayra is able to do kefi whatever he sees fit. Says the Gemara writer now, I'm Rav Yaisi Bar Avin. Rav Yaisi Bar Avin says, interesting case. He says like this, Shama Shmua Kreiva Beregel. Let's say a person during Yom Tov, let's say on Chol HaMoed, he finds out about the patira of a close relative, and let's say it's 28 days after the kvura, it's 28 days into the avelis, he finds out about the patira, and now during the regel, so during the regel, a person doesn't yet start his shiva, he only starts after the regel. However, ulamatzei haregel nasis rechaika. By the time he's going to be able to even start his shiva, matzei yomtiv, he's already past 30 days. There was 5 days, let's say, left of the yomtiv. He's already on day 33 since the kvura. So now what? Do we say that this is now considered a shmua rechaika because the first day he was able to sit shiva or to be naig avelis, it's already after 30 days? Or do we say since he found out about it earlier, so now it's like a shmua kreiva? How do we dance such a case. So says Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin that Eilalai ve'ene nayig ela yaymecha. That the days of the regular Eilalai towards this count of 30 of a Shmua Rechaika, and he only is nayig one day of Avela. So it's considered like a Shmua Rechaika. The days of the Yomtif, being that he couldn't be nayig avelus, so therefore we don't consider it a shmua kreiva. Rather, we consider it from when he could begin being nayig avelus, which is matzah yamtiv. That's when we consider his avelus to have started. That's after 30 days, so it's considered a shmua rechaika, and he's only nayig one day. Tani Rav Ada demin kesari kamed Rabbi Yechanan. And says the Gemara, bigger Chiddush now, that Rav Ada demin Kesari, he's taught in front of Rabbi Yechanan that Shama Shmua Kreiva B'Shabbos. Let's say a person finds out about his relative's Patira on Shabbos, and Shabbos is day 30, so it's the last day of it being a Shmua Kreiva. Ula Matzei Shabbos Nasis Rechaika. By the time Matzei Shabbos comes around, when he could begin his real Avelos, so that's already, it already becomes a Shmua Rechaika. It's already after 30 days. The Lacha is Einu Naik Eli Yom Echa. That's considered a Shmua Rechaika. The chiddush of this is that even though Shabbos typically counts towards the minyan of Shiva, Shabbos is considered a day of Avelus. So even though a person's not Naig Mamish Avelus on Shabbos, Dvarm Shabbatzino, he's Naig, but other things, he's not Naig on Shabbos, Shabbos typically counts towards the Shiva. So you might have thought that since Shabbos typically counts towards the Shiva, so now it's considered that the Shiva started on Shabbos, it was a Shmua Kreiva. The chiddush of the Gemara over here is that no, even still, since he wasn't Naig Dine Avelus Legam, until Matzei Shabbos, we only considered the Avelus with regards to Shmua Kreiva and Shmua Rechaika to have started on Matzei Shabbos. At that point, it's already after 30 days, and therefore it's considered a Shmua Rechaika, and he's only Nayig one day of Avelus. Now ask the Gemara general Shaila about a Shmua Rechaika. Anytime we have a Shmua Rechaika, where a person's only Nayig one day of Avelus, Kaireya I Einai Kaireya, does he have a din to tear Kriya? Typically, an avol when he's naig shiva, he tears kriya. What about an avol who's only naig one day al shmua rechaika? Does he tear kriya? So says the Gemara machlekes. Ramani amar einai kireya, Rabbi Chanina amar kireya. Ramani says not, and Rabbi Chanina says that yes, he tears kriya. And amar le Ramani le Rabbi Chanina. Ramani, who says that a person in such a situation does not tear kriya, so he says to Rabbi Chanina that bishlam aladidi, my shita makes sense that there's no kriya. That mina einai kireya. I say that there's no kriya. Haini dula ika vela shiva, because there's no shiva, and since there's no shiva, so there's no kriya. We only find kriya for avelus when there's a shiva. Here there's no shiva, so there's no kriya. Aladidach the amri kireya. But according to you, now you say that the avol in such a matzah, if he does tear kriya b'lay shiva miika, is there such a thing in avelus as there being kriya for a person that the person doesn't have to sit shiva for? If you don't have to sit shiva for the person, so why would there be a din kriya? To which Rabbi Chanina responds, "Vilay, is that really true? Where are you getting that from? You're assuming that there can never be kriya without shiva. I'll show you that there could be a din kriya without shiva. But Tani, we learned in the Braisa a case of kriya without shiva. It says, Isi avud Rab Zera, v'amri l'achud Rab Zera. Isi, who is either the father or the brother of Rab Chia, he said, kamed Rab Zera, in front of Rab Zera, that mi she'en l'ichalak l'kraya, a person who doesn't have a beget to tear, he's borrowing, let's say, someone's clothing, he doesn't have something to tear, u'nizdami loy b'teich shiva, and then he gets his clothing back in the middle of shiva. So the halach is kireya. Now that he has something to tear, so he tears it. La'achar shiva inay kireya. However, if he only gets the beget to tear after kriya, so then already it's too late, and he does not tear kriya. And Ani Rab Zera Basrei, Rab Zera responded to this halacha, and he said that you're right. However, b'medivar mamurim, when is that true? That's only b'chamisha meisei mitzvah. That's by the other five relatives. Aval aviv al imay kireya v'haylech. But for a person's parents, so then no matter when he finds out, the way we pass in even forever, even after shleishim, after the shana, whenever a person finds out about the batira, so he tears kriya, even though it's a shmua rechaika, he's not going to be sitting shiva. Still, there's a din kriya. So that's Rabbi Chanina Tainas. He says, you see that there could be a din kriya even when there's no shiva. To which the Gemara answers, yeah, kitanya hila kavod avavim. That's just out kavod avavim. But there's no actual din kriya, and it's only and by other relatives we're not going to find such a thing. By other relatives there won't be a din kriya when there's no shiva. It was dafka halacha by avavim that in a chanami. But typically there is no din kriya by a shmua rechaika. Says the Gemara now, Tan Rabbanan kola amar b'parshas kehanim shekayin mitam alehen. Whoever, all the relatives it discusses in the parish of the kehanim, now the kayin who's typically not able to become tamei meis, by these relatives he's allowed to become tamei meis to assist in their kfura. By all these people, so avil misabla alehen. Those are also the same relatives that an avil has to mourn over. So now, who are these relatives? Ve'eluhein, that's ishtai, it says a person's wife, aviv v'ima, his parents, achav v'achaysai, his siblings, and bana, and b'nayu b'itai, and his children. And I see for Alehan, now brother and sister in this context, as we'll see in a moment, is talking specifically about a person's brother from his father. And a sister also, it's a sister who's a basula, who's never been married, and from his father. Dafka from the father, that type of brother. If it's only his brother from his mother, so then not. However, Haisifu Alehan, Midrabanan, with regards to Avelus, so they added that for Avelus, there's also Shiva, there's also Avelus for Achiv Achaysa Abasula Me'imai, for his brother and his unmarried sister from his mother, and also Vachaysa Nesua for his married sister, Be'ma'aviv Be'me'imai, both from his father and mother, there is going to be Avelus on those relatives as well. And just like midrabanan, a person has to mourn over these people. Kach misabel al shniim shalahem. Different Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that a person also has to sit shiva and mourn over the relatives of his relatives, the relatives of his parents, the relatives of his siblings, his spouse, and his children. He has to mourn over their. Anytime they're sitting shiva, a person has to sit shiva as well. Rav Shem ben Elazar in there. Rav Shem ben Elazar says, and no, this is not true about all relatives of relatives. Rather, einay misabu ella al ben benoiv al avi aviv. Only if there's a direct chain up or down for a person's grandfather, his father's father, and his grandson, his son's son. So that, yes, that is a din derabanan to sechiva, but on other shniyim not. The Chachamim Aimrim. The Chachamim say, as we'll see, very similar to the Tanakhama, that no, kosha misabul alav misabul imai. For all relatives that a person sits shiva for, so he also mourns with them when they're sitting shiva, and he joins in on their shiva. Now ask the Gemara, Chachamim hainu Tanakhama? That sounds to be exactly the same as the Tanakhama. What's the difference between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, ikebenayu imai bevayis. And afkamina is whether or not a person sits shiva dafka when the relative is with him in the house. Meaning Rabbi Akiva said that a person is mechuyev als dinei avelus to mourn any time one of his relatives die. So a person has a din avelus for the relative's relative. So that's going to be even if the relative is not in the house. Even if, let's say, a person's sibling's relative died. So even though his sister is not living with him in the house, still he has a din of avelus according to Rabbi Akiva. Whereas the Chachamim said that not that it's a din avelus. It's kol shem misabul alav misabul imay. That a person, als covet to his sister, he has to mourn over his sister's relative. Als covet to his wife, he has to mourn over his wife's relatives. It's a din of covet to the relative that he has to mourn with them on their relative. But it's only going to be if they're with him in the house. As soon as he's not in the house with them, so then there's no reason that he would have to be Nayig Avelos. So that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. It says the Gemara that this, that the Chachamim only require Avelos when the person's Imay Babayis is Kiha, the Amar Le Rav, the Chia Brei. Rav said this to his son Chia, named after his uncle. So Rav said to his son Chia, V'chein Amar Le Rav Huna Le Rav Brei, and Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, that Ba'apa Nahag Avilusa. That if a person, if you're in front of your wife, so then be naig avelus with her when she's mourning over one of her relatives. But loy apa loy tinag avelusa. But if you're not in front of her, so then you don't have to be naig avelus. It's only imay babayis. It's only when you're in front of her. It says the Gemara story that Marukva shachiv le bar chamua. Now Marukva, so his brother-in-law is the son of his father-in-law, meaning his brother-in-law was nifter, so that's not one of the Zayin Kraivim, but at the same time, his wife was sitting shiva over her brother. So Savar lemeisav alei shiva ushleishim. Marukva, he thought that since it's his wife's sibling, so he thought that he also had a din of shiva ushleishim. And al Ravuna legabe, Ravuna went to visit him, and Ashkeche, he found him that he was sitting Shiva. So Amar Leis, Rav Huna says to him, he says, Sudnyasa Bayis Lamechal, what you want to eat? The Avil meals, people bring over food for the Avil. So what's you're sitting Shiva so you can eat the meals? What are you doing? You don't have a din to sit Shiva. The only time a person has to be Mechavid his wife and sit Shiva with her and to be Nayig Avelis with her, that's only for her father and mother, for a person's father in law and mother in law, but not for a brother in law, and therefore you have no reason to sit Shiva. The Tanya, like we learned in the Bright, that Misha Meis Chama of Aicha Meisai, a person who his father-in-law or his mother-in-law died, so then einei rashai lachov es ishtoi, a person's not allowed to force his wife lias kecheles to put on makeup, lias bekeses or to do her hair. Elokayfa mitasai, if it's the opposite, he even has to turn over his bed. He has to be naig avelus, v'naig ima avelus, he has to be naig with her avelus. Her parents, one of her parents had died, so he has to be naig with her avelus. V'chein hi shemeis chamia oi chamaisa. Similarly, if a person, if the wife, if her father-in-law or mother-in-law, meaning the husband's father or mother had died, so eina rasha lias kecheles lias bekeses, she's not allowed to put on makeup, she's not allowed to do her hair. Elokayfa mitasai, v'naig hages ima avelus, she has to turn over her bed, and we know you got velas together with her husband. Now, that's one braisa. That a wife has to, and a husband has to sit shiva for the other. Has to be naiga velas with the other. The tani idah, but we learned in another braisa, that afel pi shamru enoi rasha lochav es ishtai, liya is kecheles yois pekeses, even though it's true that when one's wife is sitting shiva, so a person is not allowed to force her to put on makeup or to do her hair, he's not allowed to do that, still, be'emes amru, meizegas liya is hakois, still she's allowed to pour him a drink, umatzas le mita, and she makes his bed for him, umachetas le panim yadav raglav, she washes him, meaning he is not being noyig avelus with her. So it's a stira, kashin adadi, it's a stira between the two braisas. The first braisa said that the husband has to be noyig avelus with his wife, and this braisa is clear that he's not being noyig avelus with his wife. Alav shma mina, kam b'chamim v'chamayisai, kam b'shar krayvim. The answer is because the first braisa was talking about a person's in-laws, his father-in-law, his mother-in-law, his wife's parents. That's when he has to be naig avelus with her. Whereas the second braisa didn't say we're talking about his wife's parents, it was other relatives, and that's when he does not have to be naig avelus with her. So shma mina, this is where you mamish see that distinction, that a person only has to be mechabed his wife and be naig avelus with her if she's sitting shiva for one of her parents. And tani nami hachi, we learned in the braisa like this as well, that lo yamru lekavet ishtei elo chamim v'chamayisai belvad, that this din to be mechabed his wife and to be naig avelus with her is dafka by her father or mother. There.